From Georgia Public Broadcasting, this is On Second Thought. I'm Virginia Prescott. Looking to spice up your 2019 reading list? Frank Reese and Emmy Carmichael from Acapella Books in Atlanta have got you covered. Here are their recommendations for our Southern Reading List, our series of authors and readers sharing books that define and reflect the South.
Frank, I've got to make a confession now. A very poorly kept secret is that I often spend a lot of my time reading books that we get in. I'm Emmy Carmichael. I work at Acapella Books as a bookseller. And my first pick is Treeborn by Caleb Johnson. It's a novel. I've been a big proponent of Caleb's. It's his debut novel since he first released it. Back in the summer, I'd read a pre-pub copy of it and just fell in love. It's the story of Janie Treeborn, who grows up in a small town, Alberta, Alabama. And I, too, grew up in a small town, and so I immediately identified with Caleb's word usage, his turn of phrase. You knew he knew the South. And he also does something that I think is very difficult with writing, and that is tells a story from Janie's point of view from 1929, then in 1954, and then in present day.
The water was coming, but Janie Treeborn would not leave. She'd lived alone in this house perched on the edge of a roadside peach orchard in Alberta, Alabama, ever since Lee Malone sold it to her. Sold, maybe not the right word for the price she paid, the price he would take. But it was hers, and she would not leave. Rather, the water take her, too. She'd been telling her visitor exactly how she came to own the house, which once was Lee's office, and before that, his boyhood home. A complicated matter. To tell how this house and the surrounding property became hers, she needed to tell how it became Lee's. And to do that, she needed to first tell about a man named Mr. Prince.
See, back then, folks thought Mr. Prince wasn't but a rumor and a last name, she continued. But he was real. Lived in one of them mansions down on the river.
She has a grandfather, Hugh, who is a Howard Finster-like character with folk art. She has a grandmother, Maybelle, postmaster of the small town, and it's her death that kind of throws everything into chaos. So I thought the writing is brilliant. I look for many more things, big things, from Caleb Johnson, and this is a wonderful, wonderful read for anyone who wants to know the South or who has grown up here.
I'm Frank Reese, and I'm the owner of Acapella Books in Inman Park in Atlanta, and the first title that I selected for the Southern Reading List is The Futilitarians, Our Year of Thinking, Drinking, Grieving, and Reading by Ann Gizelson. Ann Gizelson is a New Orleans-based writer, and she visited our store earlier this year, and I had not been familiar with her book, but I fell in love with it when I met her and heard her read from it. It's basically an account of a year in a reading group, but this reading group was unique in that they were all dealing with personal loss and grief, and they came together to find readings that helped them all pull through that. And it's a beautiful book about the power of reading and sharing reading with others, and it's also a beautiful portrait of New Orleans, her native home. Each chapter is a different month and the reading material that they read. So sort of each chapter is its own revelation, because for the most part, it's not very well-known or familiar pieces of literature that they're sharing. So each chapter has a life of its own. I would say the through story is more her own family story and the specific tragedies that they've dealt with and the way she portrays them. It's a very moving story. Well, my second selection is The Fighter, a novel by Michael Ferris Smith. And Michael is a Mississippi writer, and he is of the school. There are a lot of young, predominantly male Southern writers like David Joy and Taylor Brown, and in the tradition of Larry Brown and other kind of rough and tumble, good old boy Southern types. And among them, Michael is probably my favorite. I think he just writes beautifully.
The door opened, and two women in matching red Salvation Army t-shirts stared down at the boy. Then they looked into the parking lot at the still lingering cloud, out into a gray morning sky. They glanced at each other, and then one said, "I guess we're gonna have to hang a sign next to the one that says no mattresses, that says no youngins." The other woman lifted the boy and held him up beneath his arms as if to make certain he was made of actual flesh and bone. When she was satisfied, she hugged
him. He also, while he writes about people in a down-and-out part of life or part of the world, he writes about him with a lot of heart and compassion. And when you read his stories, you can't dismiss these characters as beneath anybody. You really are inside them and understand how human they are. And he just somehow or another conveys their humanity and his compassion for them in a way that really resonates with me.
My last pick is Visible Empire by Hannah Pittard. It is a novel based on the true story of the over 100 Atlantans that were on a trip to Europe to scout out cultural locations and to bring back ideas for Atlanta's cultural scene. And the plane crashed on takeoff from Orly Airport in Paris. And there were no survivors. And this book deals more with the people they left behind in Atlanta and how they had to deal with the loss of their friends and family, as well as a setback for Atlanta's cultural scene as a whole. It's very readable, it's addictive. Once you start, it simply is addictive. You get caught up with the characters. And even though it is based on a tragic, true story, Hannah has done a great job of making the lives of those left behind compelling as well. Frank, I've got to make a confession now. A very poorly kept secret is that I often spend a lot of my time reading books that we get in. I'm sure those of you who are book readers understand once you start. And so I was about 100 pages in when I found Frank looking at me like, would you like to do some work now or just sit down so you'll be more comfortable? Anyway, and so I took the book home that night and finished it. So I read it all in one day.
That was Frank Reese, owner, and Emmy Carmichael, bookseller at Acapella Books in Atlanta. Music there from Blue Dot Sessions. If you have recommendations for our Southern reading list, let us know on our Facebook group or on Twitter at OST Talk.